Hi, this is Brad Harris, host of the Legacy Mindset Podcast. Thank you for joining us. What is legacy mindset? You see, most people are trying to go from survival to success without ever thinking of the next level, which is significance or your legacy. So in this podcast, what we're going to do is we're going to go through those three levels. We're going to talk about the three mindsets to get you to that pinnacle, which is significance or your legacy. But before we get started, I'd like to ask you a favor. If you could share this podcast with either your friends or your family or post it on social media, that would be greatly appreciated. And that's how we can get the word out. Okay, great. Now let's get started. Welcome back, everyone, to the Legacy Mindset Podcast. This is Brad Harris, your host. Great to be on with you. Here we are in the last week of December, December 28th, a couple days here. It's going to be January 1st, New Year's 2022 will be here. What a year 2021 was. You know, 2021 was a funny year because we came out of 2020 with, you know, the virus, COVID, and then had really no idea what was going to go on in 2021. It's been kind of like a turbulent year, right? But it's been a great year. It's been a great year. I'm so excited about 2022. And just great to be on with you here. A year ago today, I was working on putting this podcast together. I can't believe that we've came together here all year long here in 2021. And I think I have over 50,000 listens to on this podcast. I want to thank each and every one of you who've listened in and, you know, gave me a lot of comments and gave me a lot of confidence. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Okay. Our subject today is going to be on what is confident humility. Now, that's funny, right? That's, you know, we got confidence and then humility, two different sides of the coin, right? And so, but so important that we have them both. And I want to talk about that today. I want to just kind of look at yourself and kind of grade yourself on this. How are you in confidence? And by the way, how are you in humility? Now, a lot of times, if we look at the definition of these two words, right? If you think of humble, some people think of humble, right? We often think of humble someone as meek, submissive, unassertive, and lowly. But that's not what humble is, right? Humble is an attitude. We're going to talk about it. Humbleness is a very powerful, powerful, powerful trait. And it's actually sometimes a trait that we tend to be easier to be humble than to be self-confident. Because the word confident usually brings to mind words like self-assurance, powerful, worthy. Confidence is nearly always seen as a positive trait in leadership. Confidence is a very powerful, powerful word. And I think it's one of the most critical things. I think one of the biggest problems out there is people aren't confident, especially self-confident. They're definitely not confident about themselves. And we see that in social media and we see that and all that. It's like, you're just not confident. Some people won't let you take a picture of them, right? They're that lack of confidence in themselves. Okay. They won't speak in front of a crowd. Okay. They won't step out. They won't start a business. Now they think humility is a great thing. So let's talk about that. Okay. Let's talk about that. You know, I had this guy who taught me, it's like, and I forget what book I read it out, but he talked about safe harbor, right? And you guys know what a harbor is. Harbor is when you park all the ships. You know, it's not out in the ocean, right? It's very calm water, so the boats don't get rocked around. It's very safe, is where you park them. Okay, it's very safe in the harbor, very predictable in the harbor. Now, once you get out in the water, in the ocean, you go out, well, man, you don't know what's going to go on out there, right? So safe harbor is where most people stay in their life. And I wanted to look at your life. Are you in a safe harbor right now? As we go into 2022, this would be a fantastic time to look at this. Are you just this year, did you just kind of stay safe? You really didn't step out. Maybe you're going to start that business and you never did. Okay. Maybe that relationship you wanted to, you know, pursue, you never pursued. Maybe he was going to take a class about something. You're going to go to college. You're going to do something, you know, and you never did it. Maybe you're going to start investing. Maybe you're going to start investing in, you know, in something. Maybe it was crypto. Maybe it was, you know, the stock market. Maybe it was real estate, but you just stayed in the safe harbor. And that's usually because you lack confidence. It's much more humble to stay in the safe harbor. And I see many people have problems with confidence. So I want to talk a little bit about confidence today. Now we'll talk about humility, how we tie it into self-confidence. I want to talk to you about, it's like, you got to have this confidence. Guys, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and so we were talking about, it's funny, we're talking about death, and I'm 59 years old now. And it's like, you know, it's like, I think all successful people kind of think about death. I don't know what your belief structure is. I don't know what you believe. Of course, I believe in God, and I believe there's a plan for us after death. But all of us are going to die, aren't we? And if you just stay in that safe harbor, you're going to spend your whole life, and then pretty soon it's going to be close to death. And never doing what you really want to do, never experiencing what you really want to experience. Because you stayed in that self-harbor. And you stayed in that, like, well, just be humble and meek. And that definition you think humbleness is. Okay, and that you just think, oh, it's good. I'll just play it safe. See, guys, we got to look at, what are we going to do in life? Where are we going to go make a difference? And this whole podcast was built on legacy mindset, wasn't it? It was going to go from survival to success to significance. And to be significant, you got to get out of the harbor. You got to get out of the safe harbor. You got to go out where the ocean is. You got to go out where the rough waters are. You got to go out and take some water on your boat. You got to go out and make it happen. And that takes confidence. So what you want to look at is like in your life, and as you close out 2021, is like, what robs you of your confidence? I want you to look at that, okay? Okay, what robs you of your confidence? And then the second question would be, what builds your confidence? You know, you got to look at, you know, it's like, is it the news that robs you of your confidence? Guys, we've had a tough year, right? We've had a tough year with all the news about COVID and about this and about the economy and about, you know, we came out of an election year last year and just like Biden and Trump and then this and that. If you watch the news, I'm going to tell you to write this in your notes. You're going to lose confidence. You're not going to have a confidence in anything. You're just going to want to stay in your safe harbor. And you're just never going to go to do it because you lack confidence. So you got to like, okay, I got to get rid of what robs me of my confidence? Well, definitely the news robs me. I stay away from that like the plague. Okay, I may look at what the weather is going to be, maybe. That's about the only news. And of course, I'm a huge sports fan. Okay, I like that. And it's like, but I don't like to watch. Oh my goodness. And they'll just take all your joy. Take it all away. Hey, maybe it's some friends that you have right now. They take all your joy. Do you have friends like that? You know what I'm talking about. You're thinking of them right now. As I said this, you're like, man, I just got to get them out of my life. It could be a family member. See, they rob you of your confidence. Oh, you can't do that business. Oh, quit dreaming. Just stay in the safe harbor. See, they rob you. They rob you of your confidence. So you got to write down. So I want you guys to take a piece of paper and write it down. It's like, what does rob me of my confidence? What is it that robs me? What is it that's happening to me? And then what builds your confidence? Now, there are certain people I want to be around. Okay, I want to be around powerful, powerful people. Okay, and they build my confidence. Okay, and I just have to give, you know, my wife Pam, she's just such a, just, you know, just a beautiful person. And she's always built confidence in me. She always tells me how great I'm doing. This last weekend, sometimes I'll do a lesson at our church. And I did a lesson and she just like, you were so good. You did so good up there. She just built my confidence. And she's always done that. She's always allowed me. She's the one that promoted me to do this podcast. She's the one who promoted me to do things. She promotes me to do things all the time. She's trying to get me to write a book. And she's like, you're just so good at this. You're so great at this. And see, I want that kind of person around me. Do you have that person? By the way, are you that person to other people? Do they build you up? Do you build them up? Especially if you're in a husband and wife relationship, I think the number one thing you can do is to build their self-confidence. I've known some people, okay, some close friends of mine, husband and wives, and the husband would just destroy the woman's confidence. And I've seen the woman destroy the man's confidence. So you got to get rid of those people. Now, of course, in a marriage, it's a whole different thing. That's why marriage is such a, you know, powerful thing to get into, right? We could have a whole marriage counseling here, right? But it's so powerful. But I mean, man, guys, if you are not around the right people, and 2022 has got to be a year you build the right people around you. And of course, the second thing is all the media we talked about. We talked about the news, okay? What are you reading? What podcast? What podcasts are you listening to? Of course, you're listening to mine right now, right? Which is, hopefully this is good, right, for you. This is building your self-confidence, challenging you to get better, challenging you to go from that survival to success, to be significant, to have a legacy mindset. And so powerful. You got to ask them these tough questions as we close out the year, right? As we kind of go through some things here as we close out this year. And how do we build? You got to use your gifts. What is your gift? See, one of the things I found on my gift was doing what I'm doing right now, which was talking, which was speaking. I've had this gift. I had it way back, and I had to give it, you know, my dad was always a great storyteller and always watched him speak. And my dad was always big in the church. And so he was always given lessons. So I watched him, you know, deliver lessons. I remember, I don't know, I was probably 12, 13 years old, and I was speaking in front of the church, and I was speaking lessons, and I would give 5-minute talks, and I would do all these things. My dad would promote me to do that and push me to do that. And I had a gift for doing it, and I could do that. And so that gift is something that I want to really go after and make happen. What is your gift? 2022, what do you need to go after? What's your gift? What is natural to you? Which is so easy. You could do it in your sleep. That's what you want to do. Then put the people around you to promote you in that gift, to make you push forward. What is it that you are? Write it down right now. 2022 is going to be that year that you develop that gift. What is it? What is it that you have? Use your grit. Grit is something that we all have, right? Use that. Really make 2022 your best year. You know, humility, we talked about. I saw this great thing on humility because we talked about your confidence and humility, and we want to keep these things in balance, right? But we don't want to just stay over in humility and no confidence. That's just not a good person. You got to be confident, totally confident humility, right? You got to have both. And so it's like confident humility is what we're talking about here, right? And I love this. This humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less. That's where this legacy mindset making a difference. See, sometimes we're just so humble. It's like, well, I'm just not going to promote myself. And that was me not doing a podcast. It's like, you know, Pam, I don't know. It's like, I can't do that. Write a book. I don't want people to think I'm somebody. It's like, what? See, quit thinking, okay? It's not thinking of yourself. It's thinking, okay, of yourself less. And so in other words, what can I do for other people? What can I use my gift? That's what I've been put on this earth. By the way, why was you put on this earth? You ever try to thought about that? It's a great question to ponder right now. It's like, what in the world was I put here for? What was the gift that I was given? And have I been using that gift, or have I just stayed in the safe harbor and I'm not using my gift? What is it? You could have gift of numbers. You could be so powerful in a business, or you could be so powerful in an organization, or helping somebody out in a bit, because you have the gift of numbers. What is your gift? Look at that. See that. What is that? And you want to be able to make that happen. You know, it's like Robert Allen said a great phrase, right? There is no failure, there's only feedback. See, if you get out of a safe harbor, you'll start getting some feedback. It's not failure. You can go out and wreck two ships. Just go get some more ships and go out. See, once you get feedback, you know what to do, what to say. See, humble people, this is where humility comes in. You can be self-confident, but humble people are never stop being coachable. Never. And that's one of my prayers, is that I always will be coachable. I always can receive feedback, and I won't take it as criticism. I'll just take it as feedback. It's like, I've always tried to do that. It's like, do you see, that's the humbleness with the self-confidence. You guys get that? You got to have feedback. You got to have somebody give it to you. And that humbleness allowed you to, okay, I could take that and not just be so proud and your ego so big that you can't handle feedback. You can't handle being coached. But if you be coached, then go do it. That's confidence. Build it. Boost your confidence. It's such an important part of it. Okay. You know, Ned Hollowell, which is you can look him up. He's a doctor. He's actually been on Oprah, Dr. Phil, a lot of different people. Okay. Has a book. And so, but he's an expert on ADD, right? Of course, all of our kids with ADD, right? And he talks about one of the big things with ADD. Okay. Is like, you know, you set a child down, right? Let's take, you take Johnny and you say, listen, Johnny, I need you to read this book. Well, he's got ADD. He can't. Okay. And so, cause where he gets up and moves around and the teacher, you know, it's like trying to get him to read. And so gets him around the course. Then they're going to, you know, diagnose him with ADHD. He's hyperactive now. Right. And they got him on, they're going to put him on medication and all that. And he said, if you just take little Johnny, and you find out what he's good at, his gift, maybe it's baseball, maybe it's math that he's good at, maybe it's drawing that he's good at, and let him do that, and then praise the heck out of him for doing that, his confidence level will go up. Because the reason why he can't read, because he don't have confidence that he can read, it's not ADD so much. Once you build confidence in that child, he said 6 months later, he'll sit down and read a book. Because you allowed him to see, sometimes we push people in where they're not good and push and push and push, and then they just can't focus. Okay. And now they got ADD medication, tell him he's not, you know, he's not a good reader, put him into slow class. Now classify him as bad grades. Such an important part to build self-confidence. The biggest thing you can do with your children. As I said earlier, the biggest thing, if you're a husband, you can do with your wife, or wife do with your husband, is build their self-confidence. I do this with Pam all the time myself. You ask her, I'm always like, oh man, you're gorgeous. Oh, it's like... And sometimes I just call her gorgeous. I just, you know, hey, gorgeous, how's it going? And I just do that constantly, constantly, constantly. Of course, she is gorgeous, right? But constantly do that. Constantly, constantly, constantly. Even if they know you're doing it, it builds that. And then you can see them challenge. Then they're ready to go out of the safe harbor and go challenge anything. That's why self-development is so important. Personal development is to build who you are. Then you can go tackle anything. It's one of the biggest reasons why I tackled my business. And I have, once again, I have to give Pam credit for that. She was willing to tackle the business that we're in today. The success we have today is because she was willing to go out of the harbor, out into the water, and says, you can do this, Brad. You're good at this. Challenging me, which made me rise to that level. See, who is the people that are pushing you out of the water? Who is that person that's challenging you in a great way? In a great way. It's very, very powerful. So really, really, really paying attention. Really paying attention to what we're doing. So one of the biggest things that I wanted to do, that I did want to do in 2021 and 2022 is be a great influencer. And I just wanted to be an influencer, somebody that I could influence in a positive, powerful way. Do you want to be a great influencer? What do you want to influence people in? See, that's just one of the things. Now, humbleness will tell us, well, you know, don't let me step out. Don't let me be so upfront. You know, it's like, as I read this great quote, said, being humble means recognizing that we're not on earth to see how important we can become, but to see how much of a difference we can make in the lives of others. Let me read that again. Being humble means recognizing that we're not on this earth to see how important we can become, but to see how much of a difference we can make in lives of others. That's legacy mindset. That's making a difference. Do you understand that? Are you making a difference? This is so powerful when you think of it that way. See, I remember when Pam, when we got our business, right? I was hoping, you know, because I don't like sales, Pam. I don't like sales. Okay. And of course, you know, it's like, guys, that's what the whole world works around is sales, right? But I go like, Pam, I don't want sales. I don't want to be in sales. I don't want to sell vitamins. I don't want to sell nutritional products. I don't want to sell. I was like, I don't want to sell. That's me lacking confidence. Do you understand? I can hide behind this. If you put a bunch of people in a room, guys, and say, how many people like to sell? Raise your hand. By the way, if you're on listening to this right now, raise your hand if you love to sell. 95%, 99% of people are going to raise their hand. I don't love to sell. And what we have to do is we got to figure out if we're going to be an influencer, we have to sell. Do you understand that? If we're going to make the difference in the world that we want to do, if we want to go into 2022 and make a difference, we're going to have to sell. Do you get this? I'll never forget. Okay. When we started our business, right? And we had nutritional products. I lost some weight. I lost 25 pounds and it's like people were noticing. And I'll never forget. I told Pam, I go, well, don't bug my family, friends and family about this. She's like, what? I was like, you know, come on, Pam. It's just like, this don't bug them. And I'll never forget what she said to me. I can still remember like it was yesterday. And what she said was like, you don't love your family? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, you don't want them to be healthy. I said, I didn't say that. She goes, yeah, you did. Let's look at it again. You just told me, don't talk to my friends and family about this nutritional product. And she's like, you don't want your family healthy. You don't care about your family. You don't care about your friends. I said, I didn't say that. She goes, yes, you did. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. You don't want to give your family this opportunity? Seriously? You don't want them to be successful? It was such a powerful thing to me when I was presented to do in that way. Because, see, sales, the number one strategy in sales is find something you're passionate about and go tell people. And you have to feel like if you don't tell people, you're screwing them. You're messing up their lives if you don't share with them. It's like finding the gold mine and not sharing it with your friends. It's like, well, I don't want to share it with them. It's like, what? You found the fountain of youth, maybe. I'm assuming I have the fountain of youth, but whatever you find, if I found something, I've always that way. If I found a restaurant, it's like, you got to go, right? She's like, you see, that was me lacking self-confidence, thinking I'm humble. You know, it's like, that's why I didn't want to do this podcast. People don't want to listen to me, Pam, podcast. I have some great friends, Alexis and Ryan. They pushed me really hard. Jason Wick pushed me really hard. And Amber, they're like, do you need to do that? See, it's like, why? Because you have a gift and you need to share it. See, what are you not doing? And you need to do, that's what sales are. It is. You're obligated to do that. Be obsessed with impacting people. I want you to write that down in big letters. Be obsessed with impacting people. And once I got that, it's like, I want to impact people. And that's how I was able to get over sales. Paying attention, doing things. Such a powerful, powerful concept as you go into 2022. And if you're running your business, are you impacting people? Are you just trying to make money? Are you just trying to make yourself look good? Because remember the quote I gave you, being humble means recognizing that we are not on earth to see how important we can become, but to see how much of a difference we can make in the life of others. That's legacy. That's legacy mindset. That's leaving a legacy. You know, you talk about sales. I'll never forget. I read this great article. I think it was read by Ed Milet. And he talked about, you know, he had a charge. He's like, you know, he had a problem charging money for like personal coaching with him, right? Like a Tony Robbins and these kind of guys that charge personal coaching. You know, it's like, and he's like, you know what? He goes, if I had a live event and I made it zero, these are studies been done on this, and I made it free to come. Only 35% of the people would show that signed up because it was what? Free. And you guys all know this. Think about in your business or some things you've done, it was free. You ever gave somebody products for free? They don't even take it. Your product, whatever it is, for free? Only 30-35% of the people will even take it. He said, now if I charge $100 for something, $100 for a live event, he said about 60% of the people, 60% of the people would show. But still, 40% people didn't. Not enough value. But he said, you know what? If I said, you can do a coaching program with me for $50,000. And the people who bought the $50,000, you know how many of those people showed? Every single one of them. They'd show up early. They wouldn't miss an appointment. Value. So money has nothing to do with that. I could charge $5,000 for a product. If I believed it was going to make a difference in their life, if I'm obsessed of making an impact with people, money has no object. See, once we understand that, once we understand all that, then we can totally, totally understand what that means and what that happens. So really get that concept. It's like so many people don't get that. Okay. See, selling becomes a service. If you can change that meaning to selling becomes a service, learn to love sales. See, that's something maybe you could do in 2022. Love to learn to sell. Love sales. Love talking to people. Guys, if you think of anybody successful, think of it. They love it. They love it. Sales is the oxygen for every company. And it's focus. If there's anything you don't do in 2022, it's focus. Focus on what you want to do. Build that self-confidence. Be humble. Be coachable. Be trainable. Be teachable. And take off in 2022. And have that confident humility. Get both of them going on in 2022. And that's one of the things that as I see me going forward, right? Focusing. I have so many people, they can't focus, right? And you hear the term a lot of times, multiple streams of income, right? And if you're in a business, oh, I got to have multiple things going on. Yeah, once you've mastered one, then you can have multiple streams. If you look at all successful people, Tony Robbins said he didn't start his second business until he was almost 50 years old. He mastered what he was doing. He took his gift and he mastered. Master what you're doing. Master sales. Master your business. Whatever it is, if it's a relationship, master that. Master that relationship. Make it happen. Okay? You know, it's like, I think I did a post the other day, and I love this concept, right? Living the hard way is easy and living the easy way is hard. And some people like can't wrap their brains around that, but guys, I'm telling you, living hard makes it so much easier. If you go through the struggles, if you go through the dips, if you get out of that safe harbor and you go out there and you challenge yourself, I'm telling you, everything becomes easier. Then when you have problems in life, they're easy. It's like, wow, this is simple. Because you challenge yourself to face big problems. My mentor caught me, bigger problem, bigger the paycheck. Go out and make life hard. Challenge yourself. Do a hard workout. Then life becomes easy. Everything becomes easy. But if you just do it the easy, the people who stay in the harbor, and they do it the easy way. The next thing you know, they're turning 60 some years old and they have no money. They're living on a fixed income. They're trying to figure out how to live on Social Security because you know why? They lived it the easy way. They wouldn't get out of the harbor. They wouldn't go out and challenge themselves. Challenge yourself in 2022. You know, guys, it doesn't matter. And once you start making money, it's that excitement. It's that making a difference. You know, it's like when you learn something, it's like, you know, I learned this as I started making money. It's like you get just as excited making your first $200 in your business than you would if you made $30,000 last month in your business. It's the same excitement. It's just the challenge. The climb, the getting better. That's what you want to do. And as you close out 2021 here, and as we walk into 2022, I want you walking in with this confident humility. I want you to walk in like, I am going to challenge myself to death. I am going to go out there. I'm going to build confidence because that's what makes me go. I'm going to be humble. I'm going to be coachable. I'm not going to be all about me. It's going to be about giving service. I'm going to be obsessed with making an impact in people's lives. That's what you want to do. That's how we make this thing happen. That's how we become super, super successful. So look at it. Challenge yourself. Remember, as we close out the year here, we've talked about going from survival to success. To significance, to have that legacy mindset. Has this been a legacy year for you? Let's walk into 2022 and let's get that down and let's go for it. And let's make this a legacy mindset year. Have a fantastic end of the year. Have a fantastic New Year's. I'll talk to you next year. Bye-bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you could think of anyone who would like to listen to this or use this, please share on your social media or text them. We would greatly appreciate that. And a final thought, there's a proverb that says, if you continually give, you will continually have. It's a perfect formula for building a significant team and a significant life. Remember, your legacy is not about what you acquire. It's about what you leave behind. Let's go have a legacy mindset.